Welcome back. I'm speaking today with Nema Namadamu. She's an advocate for women and girls in the Congo. She's a founder of the Mama Shujaa Center, which means hero women in Swahili, and also began a program for disabled women to make a living called Shakoshi. She will be speaking this Sunday at Journey Santa Fe, a Collected Works bookstore, and at the Santa Fe Community College on Monday, October 21st. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Nema. Are you there, Nema? Do we have Nema on the phone? Well, she was going to be here talking about the Congo. We may have lost her there.
I think we lost her, Zili. I'll try again and let you know.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit about what her talk is going to be, how access to technology is changing the world for the women of Congo. Now, I saw Nema last year, just about this time, at Journey Santa Fe. There must have been about 300 people there in the crowd, and it was fairly extraordinary. She was so incredibly inspiring, and she spoke about the Congo and the ongoing war there. I guess I can tell you all a little bit about it, but it really has started since the Rwandan genocide in 1994. Since then, the International Rescue Committee calls the Congo the world's deadliest conflict since World War II. Since 1998, 5.4 million people have died there. Now, women also happen to be the greatest victims. Some of the statistics are so awful. About 4 women are raped every hour. Now, the other connection that I know that Nema hopefully would be talking to us about is all of the minerals that are there in the Congo. All of these minerals go into so many of the devices that we use, and namely our cell phones. And I know that she's spoken about that before, but this really fuels a conflict. And that's what's ongoing in the Congo. And as I mentioned before, women are absolutely the greatest victims here. Nema, were we able to get you back on the phone?
Yes, I'm on phone. And you want to talk about mineral, or we want to talk about women and children and society?
Well, let me start at the beginning. We lost you there for a moment, so I was giving him just a little bit of background about the history of Congo, as limited as that may be. But I was telling them about the last time that I saw you here in Santa Fe, and you spoke to this standing room only crowd. I think that since then, your work and news of your work has really spread internationally and propelled you onto this international landscape. Can you tell us about the work that you've been doing in the past year and before that?
Yes. In last year, I was working to empower women through technology, to connect them with the Congolese themselves, and also out country, like American, European women, with women, Congolese women, is to empower them to have access to information.
So, I'm sorry, keep going.
That's my job I'm doing this last year, and also to empower them through technology and to talk about how great the country we have and we can get solutions through women.
So you have a couple programs here. One of them is called the Girls Ambassador Program. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes, exactly. The Girl Ambassador Program is an advocacy group for young girls my organization. They go to communities, different communities, to advocate women who doesn't have opportunity to have access to education, to talk English or writing, and they can tell a story, they can take photo, and you ask them about photo they have, why they are so happy, why they are sad about the photo, and is the opportunity women to women talking about the issues and also propose the solution.
Now, I understood that there is also a theater element of it, where...
Exactly. You know, because, you know, women, they are peacemaker, and they do theater. We do theater between themselves, between the women, and they bring peace, how to be a resolution of conflict in through two communities or tribe that live in the same village. And that Girl Ambassador is the program to advocate all community together and to talk with chief or to give these women to empower them through communication, theater, and photos, and music, different way we can express ourselves. Women who doesn't writing, they cannot do journal, but they can talk, and is that we are doing in Grow Ambassador. We have a program in Grow Ambassadors, and we have also other program with through women. We're calling now, we are doing how we can get that matching program.
When we talk about theater and we talk about what you're doing is really storytelling, and you're part of a news organization, World Pulse, which really works to get people's stories out. And I think stories are so incredibly important. And it also makes up the views that we have of ourselves and of each other. And I understand that also in the theater, it's looking at views towards women and also showing an alternative possibility. Is that true?
Yes, exactly is that I'm saying. And, you know, when we are talking, when we are together, we are doing theater, we are doing this, express ourselves to give confidence in ourselves. We talk about patriarchal system, how we can change mind, people can change, and now we have a new system.
And what are the impacts? Have you seen any of the impact in the society and in the girls themselves?
Yes, I have, because, you know, I have some impact with local authorities. They are coming to us to ask us, and by Mama Shuja, her women, they have already won. She's minister, provincial minister for justice and human rights. She's women from our group, our team.
Now, part of you, another program is called Shakoshi. Can you talk about that?
Yes, Shakoshi is a website. It means bags in Swahili language. In English, it means bags. And Shakoshi is a big association with women with disability. They made Shakoshi, different Shakoshi kind for laptop, iPad, and the other bags. So women, you can go shopping with that. We made that Shakoshi. And if you want to see everything, you can go shakoshi.com. You can see all women who made the Shakoshi, and you can visit. But see, now we are doing a transaction, but we are moving in a new phase, step. But soon we can do order or make online.
Well, can I take you back even to the very beginning? Because this is a group of disabled women who are making things. And I must say, when I first heard you speak about this, you told the story of your own experience, and you have polio. Can you tell that story about having polio and how you were able to get an education?
Yeah, I get polio when I had 2 years old. And the people was telling my mom, my family, I'm lost cause. I can't do anything. Maybe my mom can reject me somewhere in the room closed. I can die there. But I got great and beautiful mom. She loved me. She supported me. And I was like, all time she tell me, big baby. I was big baby to my mom. And she called me, on back to go to school for 3 years to go and back home, and she gives me education. When she called me, she tells me, everyone in this world born by purpose. And when I begin to go to college, I was advocate in my radio program in my country, national radio, to tell people and the family that children go to school, children with a disability, have access to education. Is why I created this Shakoshi, to help them to do business online. And is why everyone cannot have great mom to care her, to go to school. And my country, you know, we don't have access to education, people with a disability, and no road, no way you can have access. And I say, with technology, we can care each other, with technology can care us. And we can do whatever, we can have access to everything.
So there isn't education really available for many people generally, and certainly not for women. But the story of your mother carrying you on her back And how many, like 3 miles or something?
Oh, 5 miles.
5 miles every morning to take you to school because she understood.
Yes, and sometimes when it's rain, afternoon she can back to bring me home. But sometimes I back slowly by slowly, I can back home. But it was not easy. But to have love somebody like that is amazing. To have mama who loves you. Love is everything to us. Love is good. It's why I love to do that to help people, because I have love heritage from my mom.
Well, love and power. You have made an incredible impact. And in terms of technology here, I mean, I have heard a lot, even in conflict resolution fields, about the power, first of all, of using the cell phone, not only to communicate with each other, but to basically publicize events or war events, you know, violence events. How else do you think that technology is impacting the Congo?
Technology can impact in Congo. You know, we don't have access to that technology, you know. And last year we have a statistic showing about 1.7% for only people who have access to internet. And we are 70 million population on Congo. And now, and you know how technology can empower people is to have access, to be connected, to care what is going on and to share. That is a powerful technology. People can share ideas, can share success, can share opportunities, can share also challenges, and we can share also solutions.
Has there been any kind of backlash from the men there? You've really been focusing on the women and empowering them. Is there any... has there been any kind of negative response from people, males mostly in Congo?
Yes, because, you know, we don't have access to those opportunities. This is the way women, the culture puts women down, and women don't have access to that technology, communication, radio, or phone, or education. You know, we have a challenge, is why we created this Grow Ambassador, because if they go to talk to those women, they cannot write, they cannot doing anything through technology, but they can use it. Now we have many ways we can use our microphone, like I'm talking with you, to use local language, and we use the camera, we use theater to express ourselves. It's why, you know, technology is very important to everyone. Education is important to everyone. Education is the key to navigate this planet.
And especially for women and for girls, I think, because they've been denied so much, and it's just shown time and time again that by educating girls, you can really change societies. And I feel like that is why you are so effective, Nema.
Yes, exactly. You know, girls, when you educate the girls, you educate the community, and they are not for themselves. They are not like, you know... We don't fight with men, but system we fight is the patriarchal system. It doesn't give us opportunities like men. And that we said, when you give education to women, you give to nation, you give to community, you can't separate women and the community.
Absolutely. I am speaking with Nema Namadamu. She is an advocate for women and girls in the Congo. She has returned to Santa Fe. You have quite an extraordinary following in Santa Fe. I realized this last year. You're the founder of the Mama Shuja Center, which means hero women in Swahili. And so you will be giving two talks. One is this Sunday at Journey Santa Fe. That's from 11 to 12 at Collected Works Bookstore. And also at the Santa Fe Community College Monday evening beginning at 4. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are there any other talks or anything else we should let people know about, or a website where people can go to find out more about you and your exceptional work?
Yes, they can go namadamu.com. That is my website, and they can do whatever, they can give the contribution, and be free to contribute whatever you have. It's PayPal there, and you can read about my fiscal sponsor in the U.S., and you can read, and you can have everything, you can have access to my information.
That sounds wonderful. Well, thank you, Nema, so much for being with us today, and to our listeners for being patient and listening to my history of the Congo. Can I just ask you before we let go, though, is the war there and the violence, is there any end in sight?
Yeah, we are. You say what? Please, again, I don't understand your question.
Is there any end? Do you see any end to the violence in Congo?
Yes, because the women now, they are up. They are saying enough is enough.
Really? So women are really saying, that's it. We don't want this in our communities. We don't want this anymore.
Yes, and also women from around the world, because we are now in communication. We are making network. Connected women around the world, they are coming to help us. They are great people. They are coming to get new information and to go out and say, oh no, this is enough for Congo. Our sister, they are suffering. No, we must stop that. And we have many now big people who are talking about us.
But do we have to actually stop our consumption too before there is a significant ending here? Or is it really about local? I mean, if we were more aware here in this country about how our consumption of cell phones impacted the conflict in your country, do you think it would make a difference?
Yeah, they make difference because we want to make difference because those phones, they are from our country, and we want these people here, women here in this country, for example, U.S., they can say, oh, stop men, this mining company or those like mafia company, international communities to say, stop is enough. Our sister in Congo needs peace, needs to have rights. They have rights. They are a human being like other women around the world. And that is now people begin now wake up. Oh, see, and Congo is important to world. You know, we have also, we are second rainforest around the world, you know, after Amazon forest is Congo second.
And I should add here that also some of the items that the group Shakoshi has been making, this is a group for disabled women to really make a living, is going to be available at the Santa Fe Community College presentation, is that right? So people can ask you more about that and also purchase this, which will support the women in the Congo, and yes, hopefully help change this idea. Nema, thank you so much for being with us. I certainly will be seeing you this Sunday. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will be speaking about the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, now in its fifth year. Thank you so much, Nema.